The action inside the Valiant Arena has ended for now. The fans have left and the lights have gone black. But the hatred continues to simmer as we head towards another showdown in the ASWF. For the next hour, get ready as the infamous Double J, Bad Brad, and Michael Carnahan give you an all-access look into the action that was and will be as Talk Radio 49 and the ASWF bring you Aftermath.
What is up, ladies and gentlemen, wrestling fans in Tuckerman and Arkansas alike? I'm Michael Carnahan. Bad Brad gives me a text about, I say it was probably about 5:30 this evening, saying he's got some prior speaking engagements, something about he texts me hashtag campaign during this. I have no clue what he's talking about. I've been kind of indisposed the past couple days. But I know here, and sure enough, speak of the devil, he is actually just popped up, and he told me he wants me to play this file. I have no clue what it is, but he said before I bring him in, I'm to play this file. So here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me, Double J?
Oh, yes. Yes. That's great.
That was the most heinous thing I've ever seen in my life. I realized there was no rules, Double J, but are you kidding me? There was no need to pull out a pair of scissors. And possibly, I mean, not even to take that he could have ended the man's career. He could have ended part of the man's life and blinded the man for life.
Well, that's part of it. You know, before I get into that, let me tell you something, you little weasel. You come up on here and, we get a text and he tells me you're going to be on the show. Well, first of all, it ain't talk radio. It's Ring Revolution Radio. Second, it ain't no ASWF Aftermath. The show is called Shift Change. Yeah, Shift Change. And, yeah, going back to the music, it sure is. I can open up my eyes. I can see clearly. What about you, Reggie Montgomery? And that was a part of it. Because Reggie comes back to professional wrestling, but he comes back with his mind being clouded by these freaking idiots, especially with that pain in the ass. That blonde-headed, walking like, talking like Stone Cold Steve Austin get over here saying, I'm Joey motherfucking Brick. Joey, you didn't see it coming, did you? Reggie didn't.
You are a sick individual, Double J.
Oh, man. That's what you get when you play with a rattlesnake. That's what you get when you play with the most dangerous manager in the sport in Arkansas history right now. I'm telling you right now, Mike Garhan, Joey Britt, I know you're probably got your greasy hands on that iPhone with that hairspray and looking piece of shit you are listening. I'm telling you right now, the best thing you do is start going back and rethinking about what you said last Wednesday night when you said you didn't give a fuck about ASWF. That right there puts a sore eye, a black eye on the company, all the wrestlers. Especially if it wasn't for the fans, right, Joey? It's what you came out and said when you came out behind Ricky Rose's ass and said, I'm all about the fans and what I want to give the fans. Apparently you don't. That's why Bad Brad is the man to be the new commissioner. You should be fired, sir. I mean absolutely exploited, fired on the spot. But you know what? Reggie ain't going to be back, Michael. He ain't going to lie, doctor. Probably get a glass eye put in.
Well, I'm going to give you some news, Double J. Reggie Montgomery not only has texted me and said that he's been to the doctor, Reggie Montgomery says that he will be live in the Valiant Arena this Saturday night to address the actions of your client.
Oh, really? He wants to go back and get his other eye poked out, too? Because I tell you what, we'll knock the other one out for him. Then he can go sing that song. What's that song called from the movie? They got the scarecrow in it. You know what I'm talking about?
You are a sick individual, Double J. I knew you were low, but I didn't know you were that low. You tried to end a man's career.
Anybody, and I told you anybody, gets in me and Mr. Big Rig Curdy Moldock's way, it's going to be endless careers. And when Reggie's protege, the guy that he's listening to, Joey Britt, said, hey, it's a no-holds bar. We didn't need a referee. We didn't care for them fans. We came down there to do something, and we made a statement. And we sure as hell made it live right there at the Valiant Arena. If you missed it, just say, Reggie, only got one eye to see out of right now. He comes back. Hey, I guarantee you, he might come back to the Valiant Arena this Saturday night. He's going to come in and say, oh, me, I'm here to get my goal.
Oh my goodness! I can't even begin to.
Did you not see after the show, right there before we was leaving? We seen Joey Britt outside. Me and Big Rig was leaving and getting in our luxury ride, and we looked over. And he was sucking on them Whoppers, Reggie Montgomery. He likes Whoppers.
I tell you this much, Double J. I also have another piece of news from you, straight from the commissioner's desk, straight from the desk of the ASWF Board of Directors, and that is this, that this Saturday night, the Big Rig will challenge in St. Andrew for the ASWF Championship. But here's the thing, though. There will be rules in this match, Double J, so I'd like to see you beat the ASWF champion when you have to follow the rules.
Oh, okay. So they're going to put – I hope he's listening to that, you little scrawny, high-flyer, Mr. Piece of Shit that you are. Because let me tell you something, in St. Andrew, you got luck on your side. And this Saturday, your luck, man, has just ran out. Because I'm telling you, there's no e-brake. Because I'm telling you, the Big Rig – is going to run your ass over, and 18 wheels of it are going to flatten you with a flatbed. And when you look at the lights, you're going to say, damn, it's over. Because we're walking out this Saturday night with the ASWF Championship and the gold around. Oh, man. I'm telling you, he is a former heavyweight champion. Curdy Murdoch will be the ASWF Championship one way or the other this Saturday night. I guarantee it. There ain't nobody in that building going to stop us. If we know Reggie's going to be there, he can't see to run out to the ring. He might hit a post on the way out. And I guarantee it, the flatbed will be hit. And if St. Andrew's try to do anything, we're going to break your spine. We're going to break your neck. You understand me? We're going to win this, like you said, Michael, fair and square. But I guarantee you, Andrew's not going to walk out of that arena this Saturday night being the champion.
Well, I tell you, I mean, after the heinous acts of the Big Rig Curdy Murdoch, his actions since coming back, they do speak for himself. He does have an impressive win-loss record, but just because of this past Saturday night in the Valiant Arena, your heinous actions of your client, I don't believe he deserves. I believe this is a reward. I don't believe he deserves an ASWF championship shot. I believe he should be near a title match for a long time, let alone I think he should be suspended.
Oh, you're a freaking idiot. You know, you don't understand anything. This is the chance to prove that Reggie was nothing but asphalt, so move his ass on over. And then right there standing in the way is the champion. Oh, man, this is going to be one thing to prove that nobody – and the ASWF can stop the Big Rig. And when he catches the gold, Reggie be trying to look up and try to block the sunlight out of one eye he's got to see what's up there. And you're going to be looking up at the big rig and the infamous one, standing tall over the ASWF with the black clouds, knowing that Joey can't control us no more. Joey can't stop us anymore. And the Andrews, when we beat you, you're going to be done because you're not going to come back. And I'm telling you right now, I'm telling you, Michael, ain't nobody going to suspend anybody. There ain't nobody going to walk us out the front door anymore. I'm telling you, this Saturday night, it's going to be hell on wheels. When Big Rig puts it all the way down and 3-2-1 and hits it over to 4x4 and hits him right on with a flatbed, I'm telling you, Michael, we're walking out this Saturday night. We're going to take what's ours, and that's the ASWF championship. And there ain't nothing that Andrews is going to do. You stick your nose in the business, I'm going to flatten your nose. You understand?
Well, you know me, you know as well as I do that I wouldn't do that because I am not a competitor. I'm going to sit over there and call the action as I see it. But, I mean, Double J, out of respect for the ASWF title, at least play fair this time. No more tricks, no more nothing. If you're going to end the dream of Insane Andrew, which is exactly what he wanted since he was a little child, he's always dreamed of being the ASWF champ. If you're going to turn his dream into a nightmare, at least do it the right way.
Oh, we're going to end it the right way. We're going to end it the right way. You're exactly right. He always wanted to be a champion. You know what? He can be a champion in his own mind because when we knock the sense right out of him, he will wish he had never stepped foot this Saturday night. But I understand, before we have that match, I'm going to make sure I spin that wheel. I'm going to spin that wheel, and we're going to see what kind of match we're going to have. And Mr. Murdoch will know when I spin that wheel, it's going to be worth a lot of gold right there. And whenever it stops, no matter what match happens, it's in Murdoch's, in his hands, in his clutches. It doesn't matter what kind of match. Murdoch's been through it all. And he's a former tag team champion. He's a former heavyweight champion. I'm going to tell you something. There's more than anything to put the gold around Murdoch's waist and rule the ASWF and sweep out all the garbage like Austin Lane and put out Andrews, anybody that stands in our way. We're all nothing but one top thing, and that's me and him. That's who I care about, and that's all that matters in ASWF is the Big Rig, Cody Murdoch. And everybody around the promotions here will understand why he's called the Big Rig after this Saturday night again. And another thing, before you do say anything, I want to quote this. Cody Murdoch is undefeated at the ASWF. He's never been beaten, and he won't be beaten. He's undefeated, and he will walk out this Saturday night as a champion.
Well, I tell you this much. I mean, we're sitting there looking at Insane Andrew, and we're talking. I mean, he couldn't be handed to you at a better time. Let's be honest here. Insane Andrew will never make an excuse, but he could be handed to you at a better time. Because Insane Andrew, I mean, you saw it. I know you and Cody were watching that back there on the monitors during that ASW Championship match last Saturday night. When Hot Rod John Ellison managed to, I mean, he was bending Insane Andrew's arms back at Hawk Mental. So thank you to be 100% coming into this fight this Saturday night.
Oh, you're talking about that match. Yeah, we already knew. See, that's the thing. Joey don't know. We're a step ahead of him already. We kind of knew in the grapevine. We heard in the locker room that, hey, next week Murdoch will get a shot at the ASF championship. So we crossed paths with Hot Rod. We told him, we know that you're a veteran in this business. You're a legend. You're a Hall of Famer, the ASWF. And he shook hands with us on the way out. He told us he's going to get him ready for this Saturday night. He's going to make sure that this past Saturday, he'll break him in two, work on him as much as he can, twist him ligaments in his arms. Because that's what we wanted him to feel. He's going to feel much more pain than he ever felt in his life, in his any career he's ever defended that belt in his lifetime that he's going to have this Saturday night against Big Rig. I can sit here and talk all night long, but when the man that I manage as the Big Rig Cody Murdoch, he speaks this business in the ring. And this Saturday night, I tell you what, Andrew, you should have looked at the videos last week when you seen what Cody Murdoch done to Reggie Montgomery and what he done to him before. Watch the footage of all the matches that he's been back at the ASWF. What happens when you mess with the Big Rig? You might want to even go over and kiss Joey Britt's ass a little bit and say, will you please just let me just take the belt out to him and lay it down? I don't think I can make it through them, but I don't know if it's going to happen. I don't want to get hurt. Joey, just take the belt out there and just hand it over to the big rig.
You know as well as I do that Insane Andrew will never give up. The man has a heart 10 miles wide, and he won't give up. You guys might beat him, which, I mean, it still stands to be seen whether he can even beat Insane Andrew in a straight-up match. But we will see this Saturday night for the ASC Championship. But I bring up
exactly.
The Hot Rod also getting a golden opportunity this Saturday night at Spin the Wheel, Make the Deal, as he will challenge Lee Michaels for the ASWF International Championship, a championship that Hot Rod tasted before, and he'd like to become the first ever three-time ASWF International Champion.
It didn't happen. I mean, I'm just going to tell you straight up, like me and Brad, brilliant Bad Brad's been talking. Everything's happened in a bad way and in a good way for us at the ASWF. Everything that's happened, it happens for a reason. You know, Lee Michaels comes back, you know, says, are you afraid of the little guy? Hot Rod ain't afraid of nobody. He's got he's a ground technical wrestler. Lightning quick, lightning fast punches. Lee, you might be a high flyer quick on the ropes, but I tell you what, you ain't fast as this Hall of Famer. He's going to give you a lesson you never learned before, bud. I'm telling you, Michael, Hot Rod will walk out this Saturday night as your new third-time international champion this Saturday night. Bet money on it.
Well, that's an interesting thing you bring that up. But here's what you're doing. You do not want to discount somebody like Lee Michael. The man has held every ASWF championship that the ASWF offers at least once. I mean, you got to think about it. In the not-so-distant past, I mean, a year ago, the man was the ASWF champion.
I don't know what's wrong with your microphone, but here, I've been listening to you. You've been skipping around like there's something wrong. You're having technical difficulties on your side of the end. I'm trying to listen. I hear myself loud and clear, and I can hear you just skipping around. But the thing is, you said discounted. That's the problem. Wherever Lee Michaels go, they have to give him a discount because of his size. I mean, everything, they're like, do you need a Happy Meal?
Double J, what I said was, you can't discount the man's credits. The man has held every ASWF championship that the company has to offer. The man is, in the not-so-distant past, in an ASWF champion himself. You can't discount the man.
I watched him all the Saturday night. You know, I even watched him tag with, they call themselves Establishment. Looks like the Hustlers. Whooped their asses too. I mean, like I said, bad things are happening for them. Sorry about your luck, but your luck's running out eventually. You know, and Hot Rod's going to capture that. You know, you're talking about discounting him. I mean, I said it before, they have to give a discount to that little shrimp for any time in the place. I mean, hell, yeah, he might have won all kinds of titles, I mean, because apparently whoever he was fighting probably wasn't, you know, I don't know back in the day who he was fighting to get all these titles. He was probably saying, let's let Lee Michaels, Joey Britt's probably like, let's hope that I get him the title. You know, he's shielding a lot of people. You know, I just disagree about a lot of things that Joey's done for this company. I mean, you see the history of it from the time that when I took over, everything was good until Ricky Rowland went to shit, and then Joey takes over, and, you know, you got, like you said, the international title around Lee Michaels. I mean, what the hell are you thinking? I mean, Hot Rod's going to prove it again. He's going to be the third time. He's going to break Lee Michaels in the old school way he should be. Old school wrestling's coming back this Saturday, and it's going to be right there in that match, Hot Rod versus Lee Michaels for the international title.
Interesting thing you mentioned, though. I mean, you mentioned the Hustlers. Did Lee Michaels not turn around? You kind of made fun of him saying, oh, he said, are you afraid of the small guy? Here's the thing, though. You should be afraid of somebody of Lee Michaels' stature. You should be afraid of that man because that man is very experienced. That man is very talented inside of that squared circle, something that you can never take away from him. He beat one member of the L.A. Hustlers, I believe it was Roughshot, in under 2 minutes, Double J.
He cheated. He cheated. He cheated. I understand he cheated. I talked to the Hustlers. He pulled tight to get the win. That's just something that Lee does, you know. He doesn't want the fans to see it, you know, and try to kiss that old bitch ass, you know. Hey, you know, go back and watch tape, Michael. I mean, you was out there live because you couldn't – practically you can't see how them little nerdy-ass glasses you got. I mean, you just can't see what's going on out there. And I see it clearly, grabbing the tights of the Hustler. You can't beat these guys. They're TV stars. I mean, come on, for crying out loud. These guys have been around all over the states and everything, and you thinking that Lee Michaels is going to come in and very clear win? They cheated him out of a damn match. I see.
Well, I mean, you sit there and you talk about the reality TV stars, the L.A. Hustlers, who, I mean, credit where credit's due, they are now the number one contenders for the ASWF Tag Team Championship, currently held by Lethal Injection. But they will have their hands full this Saturday night as Joey Britt decided to give them a tune-up match against an interesting set of opponents. They used to go as they used to be known as Team OMG. Now they don't see quite eye to eye, but one man is under the other man's thumb, that being Mike Anthony and Action Jackson. It's going to be an interesting matchup this Saturday night at the Valiant Arena and see how these two get along. I mean, Mike Anthony had an amazing matchup with Austin Lane this past Saturday night, and he did it all with a smile on his face. Tell me you didn't enjoy that.
Oh, man. Mike Anthony, he is the dominant of ASWF. He is the man to be today. Fortunately, yes, he's under the thumb of that slime ball. You say Action, you say Jackson. I say you say Action, you say ass. I mean, he's making an ass out of Mike Anthony, forcing him to do this and sell shirts and da 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 yada yada. Mike Anthony is just trying to play. You know, I ain't gonna get into that because that's his game, and I know how Mike Anthony works. He works alone, and I know it's just getting underneath his skin. If he could, he would. He'd brain bust his ass in a heartbeat.
It's, I mean, but see, here's the thing. If Mike Anthony takes anything away from his time under the control of Action Jackson, he'll learn a lot. He'll learn to work with between the rules and learn that you can be successful under that tutelage. You know, of Action Jackson. Action Jackson's just trying to bring back the man he knew earlier in Mike Anthony's career, and I applaud Action Jackson for that.
You know, you say that. He's like, I just want to bring back the old Mike Anthony that we used to be friends with, you know, that used to run up down the road with, you know. People grow up and grow apart. Friends grow up and grow apart. You know this, Michael. People grow apart. They go their different ways. They learn their own things, their own traits. We don't want – Mike Anthony does not want no part of Action Jackson. He does not want to be just like him. That's why Mike went his high road and Action Jackson just disappeared after a while and then all of a sudden just pops back in like a pimple on your fucking on your ass cheek or something. And, you know, now it makes me sick that Mike Anthony has to endure all this in and – You know, and I caught a glimpse of this on the monitor that when he was out there doing what he was told to do, that son of a gun comes out there. They call the savior the AS. Every time I think of him or see it, it just makes me want to throw up. Putting his arm around Mike Anthony and saying he's going to kick his teeth in, you know. If he went underneath the judgment of Action Jackson, I guarantee it. I guarantee it, Michael. Itching to have that gold around Austin Lane's waist, around his waist. You know what? Just like Brad told me, Austin, your time's ticking, son. Somebody's got your number, and somebody's ready to punch the time card in. You know, whoever that may be, and I know we're going to get to that in a minute, that could be your person. That could be your one worst nightmare. And you look up at the sky, and you look at God and see God through the clouds, if you can even see that far, you old son of a gun. I mean, anyways, but back to Mike Anthony, just having the time of I mean, he's just having a bad year right now. I feel for the man.
I mean, the man has definitely been on a little bit of a skid ever since. I mean, he beat Crazy Luke Graham, and he kind of did manage to, you know, have a pretty good showing since losing that ASWF championship. But ever since he beat Crazy Luke, it's kind of been on the downward slide for him, especially with Action Jackson. As, unless I'm mistaken, I don't think he's beat Action Jackson even once inside of the confines of the Valiant Arena.
Because it's Joey Britt's fault. All this has happened. That's why I'm saying the ASWF is going downhill in the palm of his hand. Yeah, you know what? It's kind of hard to beat a monkey that's on your back. That's what Mike Anthony's fighting is, a monkey on his back. That's John, you know, that's Action Jackson. That's him, you know. On your back all the time. You better be advertising my shirts. You better have to be saying Action. You want Action. You want Jackson. Blah, 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 blah. Like, this stuff gets old after a while. And I hope he breaks this curse that's on him and prevails, because Mike Anthony has done it a lot. He's been so much battles. He's been through so much, and he's conquered it all. And that's one star you need to keep your eye on, Michael. And he's rising up quick right here in local here at ASWF. You know, and he'll see past Action Jackson and blow everybody away. And one day we'll see him live on television.
I mean, I certainly can't disagree with that. And, I mean, even then, you still got to, you know, we talk about Mike Anthony being on a little bit of a losing streak and on a skid here in his career. But still, I mean, you always got to watch on the strike, because he can strike out of nowhere with one of the best-looking elbow drops I've ever seen in my life. Beautiful thing, shades of Randy Macho Man Savage, and that's definitely a compliment when it comes to elbow drops in the professional wrestling business.
You know, we're getting on talking about all this. You know, I did put on Facebook Live that we're 30 minutes away. I wanted everybody that can hear us right now, fans, wrestler, doesn't matter, to voice your opinion and get it out here tonight. You know the number, Michael. Go ahead, after I say this, give them the number. To call in and voice your opinion about Joey Britt, his actions, and what he said last Wednesday about he don't give a, you know what, about ASWF. I think Brad should be the new commissioner. I don't care who it is that don't like it. I just want to hear the voice. They should voice their opinions, how they've been treating the employees and how he's been treating the fans. Especially, I'm telling you, Michael, he's chased me around the ring with a chair. What the hell have I done to be chased with a chair? I ain't done anything
wrong. You
know
exactly what you did. You stuck your nose in the middle of that fight between Reggie Montgomery and Cody Murdoch.
How did I do that? I was at ringside managing my guy, coaching him. Come on, Cody. You got this, baby. Come on. And all I did was go to the announce table, and I was going to get my briefcase, and I thought it was over. And I look up, I put on the ring apron. I said, Cody, let's go. And all of a sudden, Joey's chasing me around the ring with a chair. Coming after me, taking his clothes off with a chair. But I ain't going to go back into that. If I want everybody to get the number, Michael, give it out there. 714. And tell them to call in. We like to hear from them.
718-766-4982. The phone lines are open now to go ahead and voice your opinion on the job done by the commissioner of the ASWF, Joey Britt. I mean, I think you're crazy saying that Bad Brad could do a better job than the commissioner, Joey Britt. But here's the thing. I mean, we talked about earlier, Team OMG's going to get there. Go ahead.
I didn't mean to interrupt, but I understood that before this show ends, you're going to give away 4 free tickets out of your freaking pocket. You're going to pay for it, punk. The shift change. Me and Brad Hicks ain't got nothing to do what you want to do. You're going to be the hero tonight, and you're going to give away 4 free tickets? How are you going to do that, punk?
I am going to give away 4 free tickets to the ASWF this Saturday night. All you have to do is answer a trivia question. Once again, call in 718-766-4982, and you answer our trivia question, which is this. Austin Lane, the Human Highlight Reel, the current training and defending NWA World's Heavyweight Champion, will be defending that title against the Prince of Wrestling this Saturday night. But before we get to that, I want to know, for 4 free tickets, who did he beat for the ASW, or for the MWA, excuse me, World Heavyweight Championship at MWA Wrestling for Life? Hit us up, 718-766-4982, or you can hit me up on Facebook with the answer. Once again, that was at MWA Wrestling for Life. When we capture all the MWA gold, I'd like to point out, hostile takeover averted. But if Spin the Wheel, Make the Deal was not an action-packed enough card so far, we're going to add even more, Double J. The MWA World Tag Team title will be on the line this Saturday night in the Valiant Arena, as it will be the return of the Miracle Violence Corporation, as they look to have a corporate hostile takeover of the ASWS Tag Team and NWA Tag Team Division this Saturday night. Ray Ray and Vic taking on Brad Breyer, Lethal Injection.
Exactly right. I hate to agree with you on that, but you know what? My buddy Ray Ray and my other buddy Vic Vicious and my friend Rotten Randy, yes, they deserve this. Man, me and Ray Ray and Brad was just talking about this last Wednesday on Ship Change like it is tonight, and we was thinking, you know, it'd be great, wouldn't it, Ray Ray, if you and Vic with Rotten Randy would get your shot at the MWA Championship. And this would be a nice time and a perfect place to be for Ray Ray and Vic Vicious and Rotten Randy to walk away as a new MWA Tag Team Champion. Man, that would be a great thing for them.
I mean, it definitely would. And, I mean, it seems to be this. I mean, we saw Brad Mercury. We saw it all on Facebook when he uploaded the status talking about how there's a little bit of tension between the Mercury Brothers and Lethal Injection, and it all stemmed from that show T-Town Throwdown, where they went one-on-one to see who was the better member of Lethal Injection. And there's kind of been a little bit of friction between the two, so maybe the MVC could capitalize on that and become World Tag Team Champions this Saturday night.
Yeah, you know what? That's what Ray Ray and him do, watch them videos of Big Vicious, you know. And the thing is, I already know who is the best at a Lethal Injection. And I can tell you right now, I can help in that area. Ryder, you are the man. You're the one that I've been saying this since last year, has been carrying that chump, Brad Mercury, on your back for the last freaking year, and carried him to every promotion, this to this, and this belt, this area. You're the leader. So I understand where the friction's coming from. He's so probably sick and tired, just like we get tired of you, Michael. Oh, he's got to carry you around on the radio, and you messed up the crap earlier, beginning of the show. You know, we already know who's the man of Lethal Injection. That is Breyer. I get them mixed up because they're both brothers, you know, but we know that Breyer is the man of this. But I'm telling you, this Saturday, the man that's going to walk away at the NWA titles, and that's Vic Vicious and Ray Ray.
Well, I tell you, I mean, interesting scenario coming up, too, because just like we talked about with Insane Andrew heading into that title defense this Saturday, Breyer was in action, no Brad, this past Saturday night against the Prince of Wrestling, Slade Rothmeyer, as he took on Slade. He ended up getting a little bit beat up, so it'll be interesting to see if Vic and Ray manage to exploit that. Which, I mean, both been very good at that.
It ain't no doubt in my mind. These guys have got tons of experience behind them. I'm not second-guessing these guys one bit. But when you got trouble in the mercury and something's wrong with the mercury and you shake it up just a little bit, you know, they ain't, you know, there's going to be trouble there. This team is coming up with Rotten Randy. They're on fire. They're already tag team champions somewhere else, but now they're going to capture the NWA titles and join it all together. This team is on fire, and they're not going to stop this Saturday night. They will walk out. I got it already planned out, seeing it right now. These guys are like Ray, he's a Hall of Famer. You got Vic Vicious with his experience combined together with Rotten Randy right there pushing behind him. You can't tell me, Michael, that you don't have a slight doubt in your mind that you know that that lethal injection is going to be the injection is going to be spilled out. When Ray Ray and the list clears, they're going to be standing high and tight with a NWA championship walking out the ASCF Valley Arena this Saturday night.
Well, I mean, I will admit that they are catching, like I said earlier, they're catching lethal injection at a very crucial moment. Only thing I can hope for is that lethal injection can pull it together and they can manage to pull together as a team. And that bond between brothers, so tight. You know, they say blood is thicker than water. Hopefully they can prove that this Saturday night. And the staff of a hell of a team in the Miracle Violence Corporation.
Exactly. But the thing is, we already know what's going to happen. I've been saying it three times. People get tired of hearing it. But what about this guy named Prince Slade Whitmire making his mark there at the ASWF? And now this Saturday night, he's going to be standing in the yardstick, the measuring sticks yard, the so-called best of the best, Austin Lane.
Well, I mean, the Slade did end up earning this by virtue of defeating Austin Lane in a non-title match before this contest occurred. Now he has a golden opportunity. This has got to be the biggest opportunity of the Prince of Wrestling's career thus far as he goes and tries to become the king of the world and recapture the world's heavyweight title. I'm not convinced that he can do it with the lights turned on bright, though, Double J.
You're saying you're not convinced? Well, if you watch social media very much, I think he already slayed the beast already. And he lost all credibility. I'm telling you, Slade Whitmire is the next upcoming, right in your face. I mean, you'll never see it coming. He's right there. And he's beating like guys like Derek King. And he's beating guys like Austin Lane. He's beating guys around these other promotions. I'm talking about out of state, in state, wherever. He's been through it all. And he comes back to Arkansas, to his hometown. And there's one guy still standing with a chip on his shoulder. The old man of himself that he thinks he's still young came back with something wrong with, I guess he said something cut out by his heart. Getting a shoulder injury by a show star. He comes back. You know what? That's fine and dandy. You fought them all. You done it all. You're best on the mic. You're best in whatever. You know what? That's all cheap talk. I've heard it for years, Austin. Cheap talk. You wrestle. You have proved to me and to many others that you're good in the ring on certain things. But like I said, your mouth will get you where it needs to be. And this guy, I promise you, will probably shut up through forever and take that belt and take it away from you like a baby should taking candy from a baby a long time ago. And I guarantee it, Slade Whitmire has got it in his eyes, and he's probably etched it all the way down NWA and drawn pictures of Austin, and he's probably slayed and cut off his head. He's Slade Whitmire. You are the next NWA champion. I guarantee it. If it's on the line this Saturday, he's going to walk out, and he's going to shit on that town of Tuckerman, Arkansas, and Austin's backyard this Saturday.
Well, I mean, Double J, you talk about he's beaten Derek King, he's beaten Austin Lane, he's beaten all these names, but here's the thing. You know as well as I do, I mean, I know you're sitting there and you and Cody Murdoch are training as hard as can be for this upcoming match because you know it's a completely different animal when the lights are turned out bright, and it is for the World Heavyweight Championship. That makes you number one in the world, is what that title is that Austin Lane has on his shoulder right now. Can Slade come and take it from him? I'm not saying he can't. I'm saying it's going to be interesting to see the development of the Prince of Wrestling, and can he become a king this Saturday night in the Valiant Arena?
Well, it'll be something to see. That's why it's this Saturday night. Spin a wheel, let's make a deal, kind of what it's called. You know what? All the lives and all the wrestling matches are all put up on that little wheel. And wherever the marker stops, that's when they will make the deal of what kind of match at Austin Lane, what kind of match for the Prince of Wrestling, Slade Griffin, will have. And let me tell you something, they both, even though Austin has this, he's had the more experience of being in the business longer and been here, been that, done this, did this, Slade's not too far behind him. He's been there and done that, too. He's catching up to the old man. This ain't back in the 60s, Austin. This ain't back in the 80s. This ain't back in the 90s where you started, you know. I'm telling you, this kid is going to walk up nose-to-nose with that measuring yardstick and slap the piss right out of his face and right out of his mouth. And he's going to show him, hey, Austin, I'm not a stepping stone.
Certainly going to be an interesting matchup. I mean, definitely, you got to think, though, that Slade has got to be in the head of the human highlight reel, knowing that he does held a pinfall victory over the best of the best. How much does that play into the mind of Austin Lane, though?
Well, you know, when he don't get his way, he has a temper tantrum just like Joey. Where's he at tonight? I mean, where's that big mouth on here? Where's that commissioner at? Where's he at tonight? I mean, he usually picks up the phone and says, Double J. Kind of, if you think about it, kind of sounds like Ricky in a way, don't he? I mean, is the phone line, is there anybody going to call in and get 3-4 tickets, I mean, to the show this Saturday to watch the Austin Lane fall and Slade Whitmire win the NWA title and watch the Ray Ray and Big Vicious walk out the NWA championship? I mean, then you got the big rig Cody Murdoch walking out with the ASMS championship around his waist. I mean, what kind of show do you not want to win 4 free tickets? I'm sorry, but they're not on EBT. They're coming out of Michael's pocket, for crying out loud. He's paying for them. You don't have to pay with EBT.
Well, I mean, I don't think that the Valiant Arena accepts EBT, but you are right. Once again, we got about 16 minutes left. But you can always, once again, hit me up on Facebook, Michael Carnahan. Hit Brad up on Facebook. Hit Double J up on Facebook with the answer. It's not hard. NWA Wrestling for Life. Who did Austin Lane supplant to become the world's heavyweight champion of the Misfit Wrestling Alliance? But I alluded to it earlier. We're talking about Cody Murdoch. And we're talking about, I mean, I know you guys went out, and you terrible people, you guys, you went out and celebrated after Reggie Montgomery was blinded Saturday night. But how quick after that did you guys get in the gym and prepare for the biggest opportunity of the Big Rig's career thus far at becoming and capturing the top prize in the ASWF?
You know what, Michael? I heard you earlier say that we was training hard. Andrew is nothing but like rubber band. He keeps trying to bounce back. Well, like I said before, short and sweet. Time's run out. Time to snap the band. And it's time for him. And I'm telling you, if he don't lay the belt down and say, hey, I'm done, then Michael, you, beside my personal friend, the brilliant Bad Brad, sitting at ringside, will witness in front of them stupid fans down there another failure in this company. And that is in St. Andrews. And he you know what? He's not going to just fail ASWF. He's going to fail that old Joey Britt. He's going to fail the fans. He's going to fail his family. he's going to be a failure in life. And he might as well just give the belt up, or he's not going to live to see them Sunday morning to Saturday night when the big rig, you hear the music, and we come down. And when he comes down, he better think about it. He better lay that belt down, or he better not show up this Saturday night.
I mean, I'm not quite sure that you should be counting your chickens before they hatch, Double J. I mean, we're talking about a man who beat the incomparable man who says it's all about him, Seth Sabre, not one, but then he defeated him again to defend the ASWF championship. The list of people that St. Andrew has beaten on his way to become the ASWF champion is a who's who in the professional wrestling business.
You know, you talking about, I was sitting here thinking about it. You said Reggie's going to be there? I think
yes,
you need
sir.
To get back on the phone. I think you need to get back on the phone with that old Joey Britt and make sure that he don't show up this Saturday. Because I tell you what, he shows his face up this Saturday after a match, after we win the gold of ASWF championship, we're going to beat the hell out of him with that belt. We're going to absolutely we'll finish what we started this past Saturday night. We'll finish that 1 hour up, and we'll take the other one, and we'll knock it out for him. We're going to lay him up in the shelf with Andrew. They can both sit up there and love each other all they want to with Mr. Joey Britt right in the middle of them.
I think you're taking St. Andrew a little bit lightly, and that's a mistake, Double J. I know you as a veteran manager.
Why ain't they on the radio? They know the damn number. Where's Joey at? Where's St. Andrew to speak up? You know why? Because they're cowards. They're scared.
You know as well as I do that being the ASWF champion, you got a lot of engagement as you are the face of the ASWF, and Lord knows if Cody Murdoch was the face of the ASWF, what would happen. But, I mean, St. Andrew is very busy with his previous engagements, as is the commissioner of the ASWF, always busy keeping law and order and providing justice inside of the ASWF.
Whatever. What a joke. What a joke. And that's why I said we're starting a campaign, you know, and I don't care what anybody says. Bring it, Brad with Keith. Do better business than what Joey's. He don't care about the ASWF. You heard it. Click recording, Michael. Tell me you didn't hear it last week. Live on the radio. And he was going to do this, going to do that. And you know what? He brings a chair to a fist fight. I'm telling you, that's a coward for you right there. I'm not afraid of him. Michael, don't you think I am? Because I'm not one bit afraid of him. I'm not scared of you, Joey. I never was scared of you. Only reason why anybody who has common sense get away from the chair, you're stupid. Because you know what happens if you get hit with a chair, Michael? You ever been hit with a chair?
No, sir.
Well, I'm telling you, I've been hit with a chair before. It don't feel very well. And if that coward has anything, any balls of like Ricky Rollins left, he would not bring a chair to the ring. You know what? He shouldn't be at ringside anyway. He's a commissioner. He's supposed to be a leader. He's supposed to be taking care of business. Keep your nose out of my league, out of my managing position.
Well, Double J, if you hadn't stuck your nose out there by going out there, then Joey Britt was just evening the odds and trying to make sure that it was a fair contest.
No, he's going to cheat. He came out there intentionally to hit Cody Murdoch with that chair, and I came out there to make sure he didn't do it. And that's all he does, come out there and hit people and try to do something cost me to make my life a living hell. And that's why I'm out there with my man. That's why I'm out there to manage him. That's why I got the best in the business right now, Cody Murdoch. And that's what's going to happen this Saturday night. He's going to speak words in that ring. And you know what? When he comes champion, if Jerry Britt comes to that ring, sticks his nose right in our business, Cody's going to do. He's going to flatbed his ass.
The propaganda, according to the infamous one, Double J. But, Double J, we're winding down here. We got about 10 minutes left. I know you said you don't have a quote-unquote intense training regimen, but go ahead and let me know. I know you're in touch with your client every day. Go ahead and let me know, what is the mindset of the crazy madman, the big rig, Cody Murdoch, as he gets ready to face in St. Andrew for the richest prize inside of the ASWF this Saturday night?
What's going to happen is, Michael, when the lights and the bell rings, it's going to be a funeral. and he's going to finish what he started with Reggie. He's going to take it out, the anger and the punishment on Insane Andrew. Anything he tries to do, it's going to be broken. Your high flying is going to catch you. Anytime you try to, you can't pick up the big rig. You ain't strong enough, Andrew. You're not big enough. You might got a heart. You know what? He's going to punch you right in your heart. He's going to hit you where it hurts the most. And he's going to take your damn belt away from you and send you away. It's like a child should go to bed. I'm telling you something right now. My final thought is this. Joey Britt, I'm telling you in a calm voice, keep your nose out of adults' business and take care of whatever pity-ass business you got to take care of and stay out of my business with the big rig as we walk away in the dust. And as we have to run you over and run Reggie over and watch Vic Vicious and Ray Ray, we'll all get together this Saturday night as a gold with Vic and Ray and Big Rig, and then Clay Whitmire. We'll all go party down away from Arkansas and just live it up. Because I'm telling you, these superstars are coming in, and we're going to take away what they should be taken away from them a long time ago, is their indignity, their professionalism, and everything they got, respect. We're going to rip it right out of underneath them. I'm going to walk them away this Saturday night, Michael. Winners take all.
Well, it certainly will be winner take all, but I mean, you failed to mention that Insane Andrew does not have to pick up the big rig Cody Murdoch to manage to come off the top rope and hit that Insane Frog Splash. And you know as well as I do, once he hits the Insane Frog Splash, it's just a matter of time. 1, 2, 3, Insane Andrew could very well be walking out the ASWF champion.
Not walking out Saturday night, that's all I got to say. I promise you, hear my voice right now on this live airwaves. I'm not going to let that happen. I'm not going to let Big Cody's not going to let Andrews walk out this Saturday. This is a warning. ASWF Ambulance, if you can hear us, get the word to them, to Joey. Andrews is not walking out this Saturday night. This is a death wish that has been coming to him for a long time. You aligned him up with us. Let's make a match. Let's make a deal. Let's make a deal right now. Andrew, if you can get a hold of Drew, Andrew, whatever you want to call him, get him on Facebook. Let him know. I want you people to get a hold of him. Let him know. It's either he lay the belt down and give it up or walk away. And or if he doesn't give up, he's going straight to the closest hospital. You better fans better tell him.
I mean, once again, Double J, I mean, me and you aren't going to see eye to eye on this at all. I think that Insane Andrew, you know as well as I do, that Insane Andrew is never going to quit. You know that as well as I do. So I don't even know why you're trying to slap him in the face by offering that.
Well, is it the phone lines not even lit up at all? Does anybody want to come on? I mean, say a thing or two, you know, or is there anybody want to come on and answer the trivia question? I mean, we've only got so many minutes. I got things to do here. You know, I got time to wait around. I want to see if any moron's got a gut call in about the 4 free tickets.
I would love to see people call in, 718-766-4982. We're going to give you 4 free tickets. All you have to do is answer our trivia question, ladies and gentlemen, and you will be going to ASWS, spin the wheel, make the deal for free. I mean, once again, you got the hot rod, John Elston, taking on Lee Michaels for the ASWF International title. He got the big rig Cody Murdoch taking on Insane Andrew for the ASWF Championship. He got the MWA Worlds title being on the line. He got the World Tag Team title on the line. Double J, you've got to say that this has got to be the most stacked card that the ASWF has ever produced.
It's going to be a very good thing because it's going to be very interesting of what kind of matches is going to come a deal when it comes down to spinning that wheel. Because it's going to be I don't even know what's on there until I get there Saturday. Until I go down there this Saturday, I'm going to make sure I get to spin that. I mean, just for the sake of ours, where any kind of match it is, I'm going to spin that thing. and we're going to see what kind of match Death Wish and Andrews is going to get this Saturday. I can't wait to see, but you know, I'm also ready to see. I'm ready to see what Vic Vicious and Ray Ray, what kind of match they're going to get into with the Mercury Boys, the Lethal Injection. That's going to be interesting, what kind of match. And they spin the wheel. Well, you know, Rock and Randy's probably going to spin that wheel for him to make sure his guys get it, whatever they need. And then you got Austin Lane and the Prince of Wrestling. I mean, I hate even agreeing with you, little weasel, you pit squeak. It's going to be great. It's, you know, right down at the Ballyhoo Arena. But you got four free tickets probably coming out of your pocket. This is great, fans. Michael's paying your way. I mean, you don't have to go down there, but if you don't win them, you have to pay $5 at the door to come watch the greatest show in the Mid-South, ASWF. Just to make a deal. Because I'm ready to make the deal, and we're going to spin that wheel, and we're going to spin wheels with the big rig, and we're walking out this Saturday night. Michael, I got time left. We ain't got probably about 4 or 3 minutes left. I mean, nobody cares.
We got about 3 minutes.
You can hit Michael Garian up on Facebook, the brilliant Brad on Facebook, the infamous one. You go to my fan page, and then you hit me up on there, or my personal page, doesn't matter, and give us that answer. And if the first one comes in, answer it. The money's coming out of Michael's pocket. He'll buy your way with 4 free tickets this Saturday night at 7 p.m. Michael, you cool pick squeak. Brad gets best with this weekend. There again, I'm coming for you. I'm out. I'm gone. I got things to do. I'll see you later, brother.
See you later, Double J. Ladies and gentlemen, we will see you this Saturday night. Once again, ASWF, spin the wheel, make the deal. It will be a match where nobody knows what's going on coming in. All they know is their opponent, and nobody knows the stipulation. A match where anything is possible and anything can and will transpire inside of the Valiant Arena this Saturday night, as we have the ASWF Championship being defended in St. Andrew versus the number one challenger, Big Rig Cody Murdoch. We have ASWF Tag Team Gold, the number one contenders towards that ASWF Championship, the LA Hustlers, taking on Team OMG, Mike Anthony and Action Jackson. Then you also have the International Championship on the line, the Hot Rod versus Lee Michaels. You got the MWA World Tag Team titles on the line. Lethal Injection will defend against probably their strongest and gravest challengers yet, the team of MVC, the Miracle Violence Corporation, with Ray Ray and Vic, to be accompanied to the ring by Rotten Randy, one of the best minds inside of the professional wrestling game today. Ladies and gentlemen, that will all happen this Saturday night, Valiant Arena. We'll see you there.